Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Round 5, December 8th, 2025. The 67th annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada has reached the halfway mark with round number 5. Monday night is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, honoring breast cancer awareness. All 119 contestants remain focused on a total of $13.5 million in prize money, with an additional $5 million distributed to stock contractors for the elite animal athletes battling out over 10 rounds. Indian country continues to be well represented, with Navajo Derek Begay and partner Coulter Todd, Cherokee Cowboy Chance Howard, INFR champ Jaco Roper Cherokee, and Zach Dallas, Ogallala Lakota. Navajo cowgirl Bailey Bates is also qualified to compete in the 22 and 23rd of December National Finals Breakaway Roping in Fort Worth, Texas. We have a complete round 5 results, plus interviews with Canadian Scott Gunther and Australian Damian Brennan. Bareback riding. Cherokee Jaco Roper from Oklahoma was 84 tonight. Jaco is 10th in the average and 13th in the world, looking for his first check in round 6. Rocker Steiner, Texas, on a Montana horse, Lunatic Heaven of Brookman Rodeo Company, turned it on for an 89-point ride. Steiner maintains number 1 in the world standings with over 420,000 won for the season and the finals. Steer wrestling. Our Cherokee Chance Howard from Oklahoma was 18-7. He is 13th in the aggregate, 15th in the world, looking for his first check. Scott Gunther, Alberta, Canada cowboy, won it with a 3.4 second time. Mississippi's Will Loomis is the man to beat in the steer wrestling. Scott Gunther, 5 wins in 5 rounds at the Canadian National Finals Rodeo. Round number 5 at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Fast time of the event. When you hide, you hide. What's your secret?
Oh, I mean, it's just enjoy it. Enjoy the moments. I didn't feel like my first 4 rounds here were very hot. They were kind of just average, and I missed that steer last night. But as of last night, I mean, I kind of had to just shake it off and go for round wins from then on now, because I don't really am out of the average.
Yes, sir. Congratulations on a big win in round 5 in the City of Lights.
Thank you.
Team roping, Colton Schmidt from Alberta and Jonathan Torres from Florida won the round with a 3.7 second time. Derek Begay and Coulter Todd, our Navajo Derek, was 5.3. They placed for the second time this week in 6th place in the round, winning over 5,900. The number one header in the land is Tanner Tomlinson from Texas, the number one heeler, Kansan Jake Long. Saddle bronc riding, Australian Damian Brennan comes on strong on a Colorado bucking horse, R. Watson's Ed Bishop of Survey Rodeo Company. A very entertaining 90-point ride. Rider Wright is the number one man in the nation with over 373,000. Ogallala Lakotan, Zach Dallas has fared well. He's won over 22,000 and is 9th in the world standings with 5 rounds to go. Second round win, Damian Brennan from Australia. That was very exciting to watch that 90-point ride.
Yeah, that was a great horse, the Surveys. I beat on it once before, and it was 91, I think, on it there. So it was good to come back and get another 90 on that one.
Yeah, sir, why do you think that horse is so special with you aboard?
It just gives you all the timing in the world. It hits and gets in the air and kicks really hard. So it gives me plenty of timing to stay back and show off my style.
You did an outstanding job. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
In the team roping, Texan John Dowse topped the field with a 7.4 second time. Chad Mayfield from New Mexico is the number one man in the tie-down roping. Barrel racing, Carly Otero back on top of the list with a 13.43. Cassie Mowry from Texas defending her world title amazingly with over 279,000 won. Bull riding was electric. J.R. Stafford from Kansas was 90.5 points on a Cherokee-owned bucking bull, Deal Me In, of the Rafter H Rodeo Company Livestock from Hobart, Oklahoma. Racy Shallow from out Arapaho, Oklahoma, is number 2 in the all-around standings, riding bareback and bulls. And Stetson Wright, number 1 in the bull riding and number 1 in the all-around for the championship of the world. We'd like to invite you to stay tuned to this station for continuing coverage of all of the excitement of the 2025 PRCA World Title Races right here on Native Voice One Radio Network.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.